Hi, I'm your host, Megan Whiteside. I'm a lawyer and a mom, and I know how trying to balance the two can leave you feeling depleted and stuck. Are you ready to reframe your mindset, own your power, and set yourself up for success? You're listening to the Mom Life and Law Podcast. Lawyer moms, the pandemic has hit you hard. You're doing and giving more than you ever thought possible. Are you craving connection right now? Do you dream of a life and a career that actually work for you? And are you frustrated by the lack of women and people of color in leadership roles in the law? If we keep doing things the way they've always been done, nothing is going to change, not on a small scale in our lives or on a large scale in our profession. It's going to take all of us showing up as leaders to bring about change. So on the Friday before Mother's Day, Friday, May 7th, 2021, join us at Mom Life and Law Live, a virtual leadership summit for lawyer moms. If you're ready to be surrounded by women, virtually, of course, who want to lift you up, help you reframe your mindset, and who recognize you for the powerful and amazing woman you are, then it's time to register for Mom Life and Law Live. You can find the agenda, information about the speakers, and the registration link at momlifeandlaw.com/live. We are stronger together than we are individually. I believe that when powerful women gather, we make meaningful connections that help us in business and in life. I can't wait to see you all at Mom Life and Law Live. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Life and Law. I am here with my new friend and colleague, Aman. If you will introduce yourself and let the listeners know what you do.
Sure. So, hey, Megan, it's so great to see you. I've got to see you three times this week, so that's super exciting for me. My name's Aman, and I am a lawyer and partner at Shores Jardine in Canada, and I practice professional regulatory law, generally on the side of colleges, so representing colleges and tribunals. And also, I have recently started a new venture, Beyond Yoga for Lawyers, that I'm starting, or that I have started.
Yes. Oh my goodness. I can't wait to get into that because I am so excited with what you're doing. But I think we should share kind of how we met. So we're newer friends. We met maybe 6-7 weeks ago, in a live virtual event. And so I'd love to get kind of your perspective, but what I remember, we ended up in a breakout room together. We were kind of at a women's leadership event for ambitious women who just kind of wanted to leave 2020 behind and work on goal setting and planning for 2021 ahead. And we ended up in a breakout room together with an assignment to talk about a specific topic. And I just remember that you have the way that you showed up, you had this sort of calm confidence. Like I tend to be sort of a loud person, energetic person. And I just was drawn to your energy of just, you have this calm confidence. And what I've learned about now your venture with your yoga program and your new business, it just totally fits. So I'd love to kind of hear your take on sort of how we met and like everything that's followed.
Yeah, so we met as part of the after party, and you and I were in breakout rooms. And what I thought was so cool was that our breakout rooms had been determined in advance, right? So the thought of the presenter was that basically you and I and two other powerhouse women, who I'll call, were all going to have like similar interests, and we were all kind of doing something similar and could share each other's adventures and support each other. And at first I didn't really believe it, right? I was just kind of like, you know, who could you possibly put me with where that would work out? But it was so amazing how you and I ended up together in a breakout room a few times that day and just sharing like what you were doing with Mom Life and Law and like where you wanted to go with it, your podcast. And I was just so impressed, like how you had started, how you were doing all of these things. And I had just come in being like, I guess I'm starting Beyond Yoga for Lawyers. And I'm just going to pretend, even though when I met you that day, I hadn't actually started. I just had a concept. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to pretend, or I'm going to show up as if I already have this business, and let's see what other lawyers have to say about it.
Yeah. You know, I never would have been able to guess that because, I mean, it was obviously a concept you had thought a lot about, and I'm so excited to see that you've launched it. So let's kind of talk about what your business is and how it started. Where did the idea come from?
Sure. So I've been practicing for 8 years now, and about when I started practicing, I was looking for a yoga retreat, and I looked in the city, but all of them were like $3,000, and at the time, it wasn't something I could afford. But there was one that was like about $350, and I was like, "Well, that's perfect, right? It's like not that far out of the city, and I want to give it a shot anyway." So I went, and it was unlike any other yoga class I've ever tried in my entire life. It was a lot of yoga. It was Friday night, all of Saturday, and half of Sunday. But it was all of this yoga that was about like the energetic body and about moving energy in the body. And I remember going and being like, "I have no idea what this is about and what we're doing. And I didn't even know that there was energy that you could run in the body, like that was a thing." And so I got really intrigued because I love to learn, especially new things and meet new people. And I also learned that the people who had been going there, were much older than me, but that not being the point. The point was that they were all loyal followers, like 15 years plus they'd been following these yoga teachers. And I thought, there's got to be something here that one, why are there not more young people here? Two, how do I share this with other young people, but also lawyers? How do I get this to the profession? And then for me, I was basically learning, like, what is this? And what's going on here?
Had you been practicing yoga for a long time before you went to that retreat?
I had done all of the classes, like all the drop-ins, some programs, like I'd done hatha, I'd done yin, I'd done restorative, I've done, the Bikram, the hot yoga. So I'd been doing that for years before that. I grew up as a dancer, did all the kinds of jazz, ballet, lyrical, song and dance. I did East Indian dance, competed for that. I joined hip hop. So I've been doing that for quite a bit, competitively with a group of women as well. And I just wanted to kind of branch out and try something new again. And I just found something so different, that I knew had to be shared one day, some way.
So why is that? So what motivated you that you thought this has to be shared?
So at the time when I was in the class, I was like, "Oh, there's no way that I'll be able to, be a yoga teacher and to share this." And so 8 years later, here I am. And I think part of it was due to COVID. Like, I've always kind of had this thought in the back of my mind, like, "Oh, I really want to share this because I think it's so different." It's different in the way that, like, you're running energy in the body and you're going inward to your body. Like, it's not about how far you can stretch. It's actually the opposite of that. My yoga teacher often tells me, or she can be heard telling me, "Aman, 10 to 15% less effort, less efforting." And I would always kind of think in my head, like, I don't know what that means. I don't know how to try less. And so I've kind of come to some, like, I now understand more what it means to try less. So it was, not stretching as far, relaxing and not trying to be like, the furthest person stretching in the class or the most flexible person. So I've come to some things, and now I think thanks to COVID, actually, since our teacher, when we could do in-person classes, she couldn't come to me anymore and fix me, or to adjust my alignment, or, to do what she would do when she would touch me in certain places to say, "Here's what you need to do to let go here," or this or that. And so it forced me, I think, in a way to do it on my own and figure out on my own with her kind of guiding me through her words, from 6+ feet away. And so I think the last year and a bit has really made me go, "Okay, Amen, you can do this, but like you've got to do it on your own." And you can't wait for the teacher to come by and fix and just wait and be like, "Oh, I'll just wait till she tells me what I'm doing wrong." Like, I know what it feels like now after 8 years when I'm in that energy body and when I'm not.
Yeah. So what has been important to you about your yoga practice and learning to teach this particular type of yoga?
Yeah, so I think what it sort of started at, like when I came back from that retreat 8 years ago, when I came home, I'm the type of person who needs to have like that background music always like playing, or a show or something like a podcast now, right? Like always playing in the background. Like I just couldn't be alone with my thoughts. And what I thought was so cool when I came back from that yoga retreat was that I didn't need to turn on the radio when I got home. And it wasn't something I noticed right away. I was just okay, like being alone with my thoughts. and that they weren't like flooding in. And so I just remember noticing that, and it lasted only for about a day. So it didn't last for a very long time, but it was just that noticing of, wow, like what that yoga retreat did for me and about calming what we call the habitual thinking mind or the rascal mind, just calming that. And again, not, you know, every moment, and it's not like a forever thing, but it's again, like a practice, right? You come back to it. And in my practice that I do, it's weekly. So just coming back to that. And I noticed that the breathing techniques that I had been exposed to and some of the chanting that we did just really like calmed my body and worked in a different way that I had never experienced before.
So how did that help you, or did that help you throughout your law practice? Because it sounds like you went on this retreat very early in practice, and now you've seen the benefits of your practice for 8 years. What has that been like?
I would say at first I didn't really recognize that it was doing anything. I think because for me, the first kind of 6 years, I would say maybe 5-6 years of my practice, it was basically just trying to survive. When I look back, right? Like I was just so focused on doing a good job, impressing other people. You know, I was told to be conservative. And so, you know, I was just doing all the things that everybody else wanted me to do or what people expected me to do. And it sort of, I kind of woke up, I would say, about 2 years ago. And I was like, wait a minute. I have this yoga practice that I think has really benefited me in terms of like stress and handling anxiety and, you know, all the pressures that come with being a lawyer, that I think sort of as lawyers, we get each other in that way. And I think that we're a really unique, unique group of people, and we can understand each other that in a way that other people don't really understand what we do and go through. And so I just kind of noticed that like that's something that I want to hone in on and that I wanted to share. And so I started doing, you know, firm events like internally in the firm that were, you know, personal development focused. Just trying to build upon, you know, giving myself that kind of like confidence of teaching and sharing with others and seeing if people even had an interest in doing things that were sort of the non-law, I would call them, at the firm.
Yeah. Well, and I think as lawyers, we are encouraged to, like you said, be conservative, kind of conform to an image or a stereotype or a standard that is pretty much the opposite of somebody who is a yoga teacher in a yoga practice talking about the energy in the body. And right, like that's not something that you hear lawyers talk about a lot. And, you know, I've had conversations with other women who've come on this podcast who have had, you know, traumas or crises in their lives that they just don't feel like that they can talk about in, you know, professional settings for fear of judgment. How have you dealt with that now bringing forth, you know, this whole other passion of yours with yoga and now teaching it? What has that been like?
It's been a little bit terrifying, I have to say, because I've, you know, created this image or this identity, I guess I'd say, for, you know, those 6 years where I was a lawyer and that's what I was. And when I kind of realized, you know, 2 years ago that I had let all my other identities go, that I wasn't pursuing those and I had just become and was doing only what, you know, I thought I was supposed to be doing. But I kind of just felt like something was missing and that I wanted more. And then I've spent the last 2 years kind of figuring out like, what is that? What am I missing? What do I want to pursue? And so I've identified, you know, that I want to be a lawyer and, right? Like I've seen you and all the people that we met in the program that you and I were in together. Just like there, you can be a lawyer and so many other things, and that's okay, and that's acceptable, and that actually these women are awesome and they will support you. And I think that for me, just knowing that there were like women out there, women lawyers who were doing more than, you know, than being a lawyer and wanted these other passions that they wanted to pursue, for me, gave me kind of that permission to do that. But I think doing Beyond Yoga for Lawyers and like choosing it has been terrifying, you know, just to kind of start that and be putting myself out there as like my authentic self is terrifying, I have to say.
Yeah. I mean, I can relate to that wholeheartedly. When I started this podcast, it was terrifying to be authentic and real and talk about things that, you know, I didn't hear a lot of women lawyers talking about publicly, maybe in like a private group at a lunch or, you know, a group of longtime friends. Sure, of course, we are our authentic selves, but doing that for the public, for anyone to see, is terrifying, but I also think it's completely liberating and satisfying in a way. Like, I've experienced a happiness that I haven't experienced in a long time in being my authentic self unapologetically. Have you gotten there yet? Do you feel happy that you are being vulnerable and authentic?
Oh, 100%, I agree with you. Like, as much as it's terrifying, I think that's kind of just the first thought. But when I think more about it, it's for me, one of my core values is freedom. And it really, that's how I feel when I'm sharing, anything about Beyond Yoga for Lawyers, whether it's this program, just teaching a class on live, like a free one, this podcast with you, like, it's just, I feel freedom that I can just do whatever I want and that, like, I'm the boss of me and it can be whatever I want it to be. And I can be so creative and so innovative with whatever I want to try.
Yeah. I think the creativity part, we use our logical brain a lot in the practice of law. But, at least for me, I represent individual people. And so they don't want some sort of robot buttoned up lawyer person. They want to relate to a human being. And part of that is creativity, authenticity, just being your whole person outside of just your lawyer identity and lawyer role. So I think that there are benefits, whether, you're doing a podcast or a business or just, you enjoy exercise or yoga or whatever it might be, engaging in something that is true to you is totally freeing and exciting. So tell us more about your new business, your program. What are you offering?
Sure. So what I'm starting is a 10-week yoga program. And the reason why it's 10 weeks is because there are concepts that will build upon each other, like on every week as we go, right? So we'll learn something in 1 week and then hopefully you won't have to hear me say it, in the same way or the same length of time the next class, right? So we want to build upon the concepts. And because they are different, in my opinion, from any drop-in class that you've been to, I want to be able to kind of build upon the knowledge and also like try things out, right? Because when you do a drop-in, you kind of do it for that day and then you kind of go away. In the program that I want to build, my first, I guess, priority is building community. So I want to build a community of lawyers. Like that's super important to me with COVID and everything being by video. And don't get me wrong, there have been lots of benefits about that, but it's just not the same. But I want to try to see if I can recreate some of that and attract some of those powerful women. Who want to have that community and share yoga at the same time. And it's a yoga that is about what I call going beyond the forms of yoga or how my teacher Anna has described. It's not called anything else. It's just called yoga. But basically I want to focus on stress relief, breathing techniques, meditation, but in ways that in my opinion, I've never experienced in other drop-in classes that I've ever done. And so for me, building that community piece, like having tea before class, and then starting our class together, the classes are 1 hour and 15 minutes. Again, on a little bit of the longer side, but it's so that you can really get deep into the body because being in a rush is not what helps get into the body and get deep into those areas where we hold a lot of our emotions. And for me, like I've got lots of emotions, from all the different things and all the different demands that are on us. And so it's just really being able to go deep in the body. And so that's why I've decided on an 1 hour and 15 minutes. And so it'll be starting March 24th, going until May 26th, 2021. And it'll be starting, so the community building portion is going to start at 6:30 Mountain Standard Time. And then the class portion will start at 6:45 Mountain Standard Time. And the 6:30 time is optional, right? So if you're not in the mood to come socialize and chat and make connections, like it's just not the day, that's totally fine. It's optional. You can show up if you want. You don't have to, but otherwise, like come join us for a class together. And also just to add, what's also different about my yoga class is that my husband is also a lawyer and a litigator. And so he's actually going to be demonstrating so that I can focus on demonstrating as well, but more on guiding and seeing the students and giving support. So I can watch and kind of guide and make sure, because we're not in the class together, right? So I can't see all the same things that I would normally be able to see. And so with him being able to demonstrate and to see and people can watch, I can then help focus on, the wording to help and maybe rephrasing and trying a different way or the sort of explanations and like giving the background. Like I love yoga philosophy and, you know, what's the benefits of all the poses and the breathing techniques and, you know, here's what's worked for me. Maybe you want to try it. So like, I love to share that stuff. So I feel like that's another like added thing where you get a demo before if you want it or if you need it, and then you get to try it afterwards and then we get to chat about it. You know, did that work for you? What came up? What did that feel like? Did it feel like anything?
Yeah, I think incorporating a community building aspect to it is so needed right now. I mean, like you said, there are benefits to, you know, being able to connect over Zoom. I mean, you live in Canada, I live in the Washington, D.C. area. We probably wouldn't have met but for COVID and Zoom virtual events. So I am grateful for some aspects of the situation we're all going through. But yeah, the things that we miss are just being together, because there are so many aspects of our jobs that are stressful, because, you know, the, you know, parenting can be stressful, and the demands of the listeners who are listening, man, in COVID, they are doing it all and they're tired and they're weary. And the idea of being able to set aside just a little bit of time, right? An hour and 15 minutes is not that long once a week, right? To give to yourself and hopefully to connect with other women. I mean, that's what we need. We need some time to feed our souls, and maybe you can teach us how to let go some of all the stress and tension that we're all holding in our bodies.
Yeah, like I just feel like for me, like I'm less and angry, I think is the word. Like I'm less angry and less reactive. Like before I would, you know, feel I have to respond right away and I have to do this right away, and you know, an email comes in, I got to respond right away. Like now I actually have like developed an automatic response that isn't like, I got to react, or I'm angry is not my first go-to. Like it happens. Don't get me wrong. Right. We all get in those situations, but like, I'm just more mindful of that. And I know that if I'm in a situation like back breathing, I never knew what back breathing, I never even knew that there were breathing muscles in the back. Right. But now I know that I can get relaxed within like seconds by just back breathing in a meeting, right? So for me, like just sharing those things is something that I feel is kind of one of my purposes to do in life.
Yes, I love that. Okay, so give us an example, right? So you said back breathing in a meeting. So how have you used your yoga techniques or your mindfulness techniques to help you sort of manage the stress and emotions of law practice?
Sure, so one of my go-tos is back breathing. And it's way easier when we were in person and, you know, you could touch each other and all that sort of thing. So now we have to use our minds, but our minds are so powerful. So what I do, like, for example, I'll be in a meeting or a hearing or whatever it is. And thankfully there's the mute button, right? So I can use that as kind of my delay factor rather than just feeling I need to unmute and say something. So that's kind of built that in now to kind of give us that pause before responding. But if I'm feeling that like I'm just, my whole body is tensing up and I'm starting to like get hot, or, you know, maybe I'm nervous because I'm up next to talk, I just focus in on my, like under my rib cage on the back, just kind of like underneath where the bra strap would be. And I just imagine that there's like a hand on each side, and I just breathe into those hands, because there are breathing muscles in our backs that, you know, we don't use because we're always in the front, breathing from our stomachs or from, you know, our chest, and not focusing on the backs of our bodies that are there to help us. And so I find automatic relaxation in just imagining that, you know, someone has their hands behind me on my rib cage, and I'm just breathing into their hands, filling them up as far as I can, or like expanding them as far out left to right as I can. And then exhaling and bringing the hands all the way back down kind of calms me and grounds me within seconds of doing that.
I love that. So what are the benefits to sort of those breathing techniques or other techniques that you're going to teach us in your program?
I think stress reduction is one of them. Again, like I said, right, like the yoga retreat I went to, it was like a day that I was able to, you know, not feel like I had that need to have music listening in the background or that TV on in the background or something. I was okay to be with my own thoughts. And so I think for me, it's given me that ability to be in silence with my own thoughts, as scary as they are and as comfortable or as uncomfortable as that can be. So I'm okay, like I'm okay with that discomfort and experiencing that discomfort at times when I need to, or feel that I, you know, that there's growth to be had there. I'm more at ease in my practice, less reactive. like I said, less angry, feel like I have more space for myself, but also for others. Cause that creates, right, that ability to, when I give space for myself and time for myself to kind of just all the things to happen energetically in my own body that I may or may not understand, it just gives me that space to be able to, have love and compassion for everyone else that I want to be able to in my life.
Yeah. That's so needed. I could use a little bit of that, having a shorter fuse. I get frustrated. I know that that's not unique to me, but just to be able to have that mindfulness to pause, I would like to invite a little bit more of that into my life for sure. Yeah. So I am so grateful to our new friendship and just how willing you are to help and get in there and show up, right? Everything I've asked of you, will you come on the podcast? Yes. And I told you about, I'm launching Mom Life and Law Live, which is a live leadership summit for lawyer moms that's taking place virtually this year, May 7th. And I asked you, I said, I'm so into everything that you're doing. Like, I took one of your virtual classes and I had a big wild idea. And I said, Amin, will you come and teach a yoga class that we can, the community building? I think you and I have that mission together. Whereas, you know, the Friday event is jam packed. And I thought, wouldn't it be neat to create an opportunity that for those women who want to keep that community building going, maybe on Saturday morning, we could join for coffee and tea and do yoga. What do you think? And you just said, yes, you didn't even have to think about it. And I'm so grateful for that just spirit of adventure and willingness to just dive in and get involved. And so thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm thinking we're going to make it so special. And I'm just honored that you asked me. And what I love, again, the freedom component is you're like, here's what I'm thinking. But you know what? You can do whatever you think it needs to be. And I think like having the ability for everybody who's going to come on Friday to kind of go home, because, you know, you decompress afterwards. And, you know, there's some people you may have wanted to connect with or some thoughts you had after about what you heard. And so you want to just maybe talk with other people who, like, did you hear it the same way? Did you think that that was, like, super cool and you want to implement that? I think just having that, you know, Saturday morning piece where we can just come and have tea and then have a yoga class together and then some more connecting and building, like, we can do it by video. Like, it works. And so I just think, like, I love that and that it's going to be so special to all of the people because we're going to create something that's, like, just for your people who are coming.
Oh, I can't wait. So give the listeners a little bit of a preview just to what you envision that Saturday morning yoga class being. And some women listening may go, I've never done a yoga class. Can I still come? I can tell you when I went to my first yoga class, I was so intimidated. I have to thank another lawyer mom, my dear friend Julie from law school, encouraged me to go with her to a yoga class when we were still in law school. And I was so scared to do it, but it was such a welcoming environment that I didn't know I needed. And of course, I didn't, you know, I needed help because I was new to yoga, but it started a practice that, you know, yoga can be such an amazing experience. So for the women who maybe haven't done a yoga class, who don't feel super confident in their yoga skills, is this Saturday morning yoga class for them?
I would say absolutely. Feeling like you're not, you know, you don't have the flexibility or anything like that is not the class that I'm going to be hosting. I want to attract everybody. And if you can stand, if you can sit, we can find modifications for whatever people need, right? Like I have a back issue and so I can't sit for very long, but hey, we have chairs. We have equipment that we can use for support and it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Right? Like we can use, I think one of the classes we did together, one of our participants was using her belt, right? From her coat. And so like that works. That's all we need. We can use everything from home, pillows from the couch. Like we will find a way to use equipment that we have in the house. It doesn't have to be fancy. It's not going to be about how far you can stretch. And if you can stretch far, then like that's great. Then you can use that in your practice if that's what you have for you. But really, we are going to make it like it's not a strenuous workout. I should add that too, because some people might come in thinking that this is a replacement for their workout. And I would encourage you not to do that because it is going to be more focused on kind of that going inwardly. And what that requires is not being as active or moving quickly as some might think. So I think it's we're going to make it so that everybody can come in a welcoming environment. And if you want to turn your camera on so I can see and provide you with support, great. If you don't, and that's not your thing, then that's fine too.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. If the listeners want to find you, if they want to learn more about your 10-week program or just follow you, so maybe they're not able to do this now, but they want to get involved in the future, how do they find you?
Sure. So on Beyond Yoga for Lawyers, I've got a website. And so all there are the details about the program. There's like Q&A questions that people might have. And so you can just send me an email if you want to register. It's Aman, my first name, A-M-A-N, at beyondyogaforlawyers.com. So all the information is on there. The 10-week program is $385 for the 10 weeks. And I also am on Instagram, so you can find me there, Beyond Yoga, and then it's _for lawyers. And I'm also on LinkedIn, so Aman Costigan, last name Costigan, and you can find me on there as well.
Awesome. And I will put all of that in the show notes. And thank you so much for sharing your story and your mission with Beyond Yoga for Lawyers. And until next week, everyone listening, take care. Lawyer moms, we made it through another episode of the Mom Life and Law podcast. I'm so glad you're here. If today's episode resonated with you, I ask that you share it with another lawyer mom in your life. And if you haven't already done so, please leave a rating and review in your podcast app of choice. Until next week, remember, you are more than enough. You have a superpower that this world needs, and you are the perfect mother to your children, flaws and all. Take care.